Simon Reish Tadi Hey, Sif Aleph, the Machaber says, and the Chazan makes Avdol and Shul to invite to people who don't have their own yain, don't have their own wine at home. Mishnah Berurah explains that somebody who has wine at home, he should rather make Avdol at home to invite to his family members. But somebody does not have wine at home, they will not be able to Mavdal al yain. I guess he doesn't have Chamar Bedina at home either, to Mavdal on for his B'nai Bayis. So he needs to have Avdol somehow, at least for himself, will be Yates with the Chazan and Shul. Nowadays, it can be applicable for somebody who's going somewhere straight after Maariv, but the Shabbos, not going home. His family is making Avdol without him, so he can be Yaitza with the Chazan in those shuls where they still keep this minig of the Chazan and Avdol and Shul. The Rambam says the minig is to mention and talk about Eliyahu HaNavi about the Shabbos, the Mispal, the Shikami, the Shemavasa, the Geula for us. And Mishnah Berurah explains that the Gemara says that Eliyahu HaNavi can't come on Erev Shabbos, not on Erev Yom Tov, because of the Terech, that people are busy with Tzarcha Shabbos, they have to run to meet Eliyahu HaNavi. He also doesn't come on Shabbos. So therefore, right after Shabbos, now is the next opportunity after a couple of days that we can again possibly greet Eliyahu HaNavi, maybe he'll come. So we talk about Eliyahu HaNavi and respond that he should come as soon as possible. Shmur brings Ali Rabba, the Medakhtakim say other Pismoinim, other Shirim that are found in the Betchers and Siddurim. There's a special Rebbein Shalom, Hachalim, Yom Abakasen, Lashalom, that has a Makar in Yishambi, the Tour. And there are places that they light candles on Mata Shabbos in the dark places, because Shalom Elch was Eichet the Melucha, because they did that, and Mata Shabbos they do that. And Respald, which was Eichet, the Eliyam Navi Kabishim Masras, the Geula, which was Eichet the Mashiach Makarav. Next, Simon Reish Tzad Yavav talks about the Diyam of Havdalah Alayayin, the Havdalah we make Alabacher. As opposed to the Avdol it's made, but fill up this Avdol it's made on the Becher of wine. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, the order of Avdol is first Bari Bari Goffin on the Yayin, then Bari Mina Besam on the Besamim, then Bari Mara Esh on the Ner, and then the Baruch Alam Avdol. So it's Yayin, Besamim, Ner, Avdol. The Simon is Yavne, to remember the order, Yavne, Yayin, Besamim, Ner, and Avdol. Now, Mishnah Berurah says that the Rambam holds mitzvah Avdol is deraisa, just like Kiddush is deraisa. Zochar Siyam Shabbos Lekatshe, Avdol is also deraisa. You have to mention them because Shabbos both on the way in and the way out. The way in with the Kiddush, the way out with Avdol. So that Shabbos is Muvdol, separated with Kiddush, both the beginning and end more than other days. But other Rishonim hold it's only derabbanan. It's a smachta on the pasuk, it's not really deraisa. And the Shaar Tzion, he lists off Rishonim hold lekan both directions. Now we make Avdol al kais and we Kiddush al kais. If somebody raised the Adachan and Tana, the Mavdim with Tfilah, they were definitely Yaitz of Deraisa, even like the Rambam holds is Deraisa, and then the Avdolah Kais is definitely downgraded to Derabban on the Chol HaDeis. So it's Machlokes if the concept of Avdolah is Deraisa or not, but the concept of doing Allah Kais, that's only Derabban. Therefore, once you're Mavdim with Tfilah, you take care of the Deraisa. Now the Mechaber says if you're careful, the Kais shouldn't be Pogum. Shmur explains it means if someone already drank from the Kais, same way you're not be able to use this Kais for Kiddush, it's Nifkam for Kiddush, so too you cannot use your Avdol, it's Nifkam for Avdolah. We're not discussing there being a Pegima in the Kais itself. That is, if you only have a better Kais, you can use it. We're discussing someone having drank from the Kais, meaning the Yain of the Kais Pogum, then it cannot be used for Kiddush or for Avdolah. The Rambam says that before Avdolah, we say Psukim of Simcha of Yeshua, Hine Kelish Yossi, Eftach, Le Efchad, Kais Yeshua, Esau, Lidimus Arash, Be a Simon Toif. The Shas Avdolah should look at the Kais, both the Mavdol and the people listening who are going to be saying Amen, they shouldn't be Messiah Das and Avdolah. Everyone should look at the Kais during Avdolah. Look at the Kais, look at the Ner. The minig is to pour out from the Kais of Yain, Allah Oretz, Ramos says to pour out on the ground. We don't pour on the ground, we overflow it onto the plate. When is this overflowing done? When is this pouring out done at least? The Ramos says you do it during the Bracha before Bar Pei Gofen. It's a Mazayin to Kesher Bracha, do it after the Bracha, right after the Bracha. We also don't want to do it before the Bracha, because then the Kais will not be full. It will be Pogum, so to speak, that it won't be full. The reason to do this pouring is Kobay Shal Nishbuch Yayim Bem Kamayim. Any house that didn't have wine spilled down it like water. I'm about to Shabbos, Eba Simen Bracha. We want to have Simen Bracha and Simen Toiv in the beginning of the week. Then there must is also to pour out from the Kais after Avdolah. And with that, you pour out from the Kais after Avdolah, you Mechabi, you put out the Ner, and you wash your eyes with it, all because of Chibah HaMitzvah. Now, on a practical basis, Mr. Burr brings an achrenim that we don't pour out before the Bracha, we don't pour out after the Bracha. Rather, when we first fill up the Kais for Avdolah, we overflow it. And we overflow it, and that is how we are Mekayim, this Indian of Yayim Yenishbach, Kamayim Matzah Shabbos, to bring Simen Toiv, Simen Bracha. Even that, Mr. Burr is not to overdo it, because it's partially a waste, it's a waste of Yayin, to overflow too much and lose that Yayin. Now, the drinking of the Kais should be done by Yeshiva sitting, because you don't drink standing with Chachila, at least definitely not Yayin. Women are not to drink from the Kais of Avdolah. The Kais of Avdolah, generally the Mavdol, he drinks the whole thing. He does not give out to other people to drink from. And the reason is, Mishnah Berurah explains, to make sure he has a revius for Bracha Achreina. Because by Kiddush, as long as you drink my Lugma, which is a red revius, good enough, then you wash your mitzi and bench, he takes care of everything. Even if you have a Kiddush, have a cake afterwards, like people do Shabbos Day, the Al-Michi, you can include Al-Gef and Misafik. Here you're going to be making a straight Bracha Main Shalish. And on a geffen on the wine, you have to make sure to drink revias, because the malugum of a rei revias is a savik bracha chareno. And if you drink a whole revias, it's a vadi bracha chareno, you can make al geffen. So drink the whole revias yourself.